Bruce Burke.
Here.
Colin Oglesby.
Here.
Cynthia is absent. Dale Calvert.
Here.
Leanne is absent. Ian.
Present.
John Atkin is absent. Jenilyn, oh, she's also absent. And then Paul Smith.
Here.
There we go. We have a quorum.
All right. Seeing as we don't have any minutes to approve, we'll move straight to the call of the audience. We have one member of the audience here tonight, and it's Gail Hartman from St. Hughes. Please feel free to let us know what's on your mind for 3 minutes.
Sure. My name is Gail Hartman, and I am the Neighborhood Association President from St. Hughes, Pickering. And as you know, there has been a lot of work done recently on 6th Street, the 5th 6th Street corridor, and between Campbell and Country Club is more or less done. As you might expect, after a year and a half of lots of heavy trucks going up and down that street, street is in very good condition. And I was surprised to learn, I've spoken to one of the city engineers about this, Sarah Spencer, who's a very nice gal, and it turns out that in the bond that was paying for this, there was no money for rehabilitation. I don't quite understand why there was, whether it's all just made a mistake or whatever. But as a result, as I said, the street is in very poor shape between Campbell and Country Club. I've had a lot of calls about that as the Neighborhood Association President of the Ward 6 office. I know has had a lot of calls as well. And I didn't know until just a few days ago that the RTA Next had some funding for, I guess what you call rehabilitation. And I was surprised to learn that, but I was pleased to learn that. And I also learned that you have a priority list, and I'm not sure where 6th Street is on that priority list. But I am here just to ask you to do it as soon as possible. It's going to happen more as the work continues east. Now, it may be that there is money for rehabilitation east of Country Club. I'm not sure. But there certainly was not between Campbell and Country Club. So lots of potholes, and anything you can do to rectify that situation would be very much appreciated.
Thanks for coming.
And that is my thought for the evening.
Appreciate it. Okay, moving on to our, assuming no other members of the public here, moving on to our next agenda item, which is the Prop 101 updates. I'll turn it over to Mr. Drew.
Mr. Chair, members of the IOIC, thanks for your support on the transference of funding from the residential component to the arterial component of Prop 101. There was a public hearing held on that on April 7th, and no one spoke to it, and the council went ahead and unanimously approved resolution 24-100, which formally transferred the funding or allowed us to move the funding for the residential component, which is now complete, to the remaining RT. Arterial road projects, which are primarily in downtown. This will ensure that we're fully funded on that. In fact, I think we have a very modest reserve. We may come back to you with once we get the bids on the final piece, which is the downtown bid. Once we have that, we may come back to you with the recommendation on that. The downtown project, interestingly, there had been some work done on a portion of the bridge. Basically, I believe from Broadway, perhaps to Pennington, that was not in the 101 project. It had been done prior to that. It's getting pretty tired, and we may want to, when we do the balance of church, we may want to address that at the same time, so that we have a roadway that's got a continuously high quality surface on it. So that remains to be, that'll be a decision or a question I'll bring to you later in the, once we have the bids on the 101 downtown project.
Great. Was that, did anyone have any questions for Jim? Sounds like that. Short item.
Yep, that was the extent of my. We'll come back to you with at the next regular meeting. We'll come back to you with the with the normal 101 update and give you better information on when we or where we are with the program and when we expect to bid the remaining downtown streets, which I think is imminent.
Okay, moving on to the feature of the evening, the arterial and collector street needs from RTA Plan.
Mr. Chair, members of the IOAC, thanks for agreeing to meet at on a special meeting to discuss this. First thing I will tell you is that this afternoon, the mayor and council unanimously voted to approve our recommendation that the Independent Oversight and Accountability Commission be given the charge to identify the projects that we'll move forward with on the RTA next arterial and collector rehabilitation program. So we have that now confirmed, and so appreciate the expression of concern about authority at the last meeting. Hopefully we could. We've endeavored to clear that up. So with that, I'll move forward into the recommendations. This is the list that we had had originally come up with. I think you're familiar with it. We've been looking at it basically since January, and is exclusively our arterial road projects. We selected these projects based upon their lowest overall condition index and looking at regionally making sure that we had projects in all wards. What we wanted to show you was how this compares to some of the projects that we've looked at in the past. For those of you who were here at the time, in 2016, as the 101 project was coming forward, these were projects that were in the Prop 101 candidate list that was presented to the mayor and council as Prop 101 went forward. Identified a schedule of when projects would be completed. Not all were completed. There were some, many of them have been completed, but there are a few notable absences, and those I've circled as they appear in the proposed list that we have had previously presented. Campbell Avenue from Speedway North was identified in 2016 as a road that they were hoping to do repaving on. That has not occurred. That is in our program or our plan. Swan from Speedway to the north to River Road is in the current plan. It was identified from Speedway to Grant as being something that was a candidate. We have Broadway Boulevard, only the east end of it was in the 2016 recommendation, basically from Craycroft to Wilmot. This basically would go from Wilmot, or we're proposing to go from Wilmot to the recently completed RTA project, which is at Country Club. And then to the south, we have the golf links to Alvernon transition area, the big curve there on the north end of Davis-Monthan, that was identified. In fact, they'd identified it for work in 2021. We've not done it. It's something that we've included in this recommendation. So I wanted to give you a historical perspective on some of these roads. This is a exhibit that shows by color the current pavement condition on the arterial and collector network. Now, we'll come back and talk about this in a minute, but one of the things that, first of all, it shows the current collectors and current arterials as they were adopted last year. So there are some additions that had not previously been considered as arterial or collector streets. Notably, I think Mr. Calvert, near your neighborhood, Pima and Pia Decimo are now considered collectors over by St. Joseph's Hospital. Jessica and Karan DeLay are now considered collectors. They were not previously considered collectors. They are subject to repaving under Prop 411 because, you know, we held those projects harmless. So they are, in fact, they both will be done this year. In fact, we're working out in the Pia Decimo neighborhood. I think Pima's already been done, but Pia Decimo is definitely in need of work. One of the things I wanted to do is show you how this listing of projects compares to projects that are either in Prop 101 or are in the RTA, are in RTA projects, or are on our collector approved collector list. So, in black are the roadways that we have proposed in that initial grouping of projects that we presented to you back in January. Those are the black roads. And we're adding into that some additional candidates, because one of the things I'll show you in a moment is that we programmed around a fairly, call it conservative cost estimating process, where we used, I think, $8,204 per square yard as being the estimated cost of these projects. As I've gone through them and looked more at what we think we can do, we've gone ahead and actually downscoped some of that. So we're looking at costs that range from that $8,204 to $45 per square yard. So trying to make sure that we're able to get as much coverage as we can with quality projects. So that's the approach we've taken. That's why we feel that we can bring in these additional projects that we've identified as alternatives. We also looked at these with respect to transportation equity. So where we have the dark, the blue shades have they're high priority equity areas. So the darker the shade of blue, the higher the priority. The low priority equity areas are the ones that are in pink. And again, the deeper the pink, or closer to salmon, you get the lower the equity priority. We have again all of those primary projects, those initial project list projects shown in black, and then the additional candidates are in purple here. This was the initial candidate list. Again, we started out and constrained it based upon an $8,204 per square yard basis. We went ahead and looked at them subsequently and gave some potential projects or treatment types that we think will be successful. We will have this all validated by geotechnical engineering. So we've got a geotechnical engineer starting up with us to assist us in confirming that we'll get at least a 10-year life out of these projects. My expectation is we'll get longer than that, but that's what the minimum is per the RTA. What we're with these estimates, we have an estimated cost of $103.5 million. We've gone ahead and added a 25% contingency design miscellaneous amount to that for a total of $129.4 million. We have $139.6 million available through the RTA. So very conservatively, we have about $10 million additionally that we can program over and above what we've identified here. taking this to the next step. I know we did not include any collectors, so we started looking at the collectors. Again, you know, what was below the line? If you'll recall, everything above this first red bar was included in the collector program. We have a number of projects that were kind of on the cusp between the two bars, and then the ones that were just outside of that, you know, basically with slightly lower OCIs was below that second bar. Looking at the area between the two bars, everything in blue is actually, those are projects that are now identified for improvement under the RTA Next program. So the Drexel Road projects and some others that I sadly can't read from this distance are in there. And I know there are a couple of projects that are not circled. We probably will want to consider them. Glen Street between Oracle and Cherry. That's one that we probably want to consider looking at. It was outside of the initial selection list. We have also Roger Road from First to Oracle. That's another one that was not selected. We can consider adding those. And then finally, Oak Tree Drive, which is in the Rita Ranch area, which that was the bottom one in this middle group. Whoops, I jumped ahead. But you know, looking at additional projects that we'd like to consider, first we've got up here, we've got Prudence from 29th to Escalante. You know, that's got an OCI of under 30. That was the first one that didn't make the cut. And we have Ridgeside Drive also on the east side. That one is not much better. In fact, I think it's even worse. And then we've added a project that is now considered a collector, but was not previously considered a collector, and that's Wrightstown, the Wrightstown-Pantano connection. That's one that that we're looking at. It was previously an arterial. Another roadway that was previously an arterial is in Ward 5, 36th Street between Keno and basically the county city boundary, which is very close to Palo Verde. That's one that has probably the lowest OCI out there of 19. And right now that is between a couple of 411 projects. We are currently bidding the Western Hills and Las Vistas neighborhood. That opens on the 1st of May. It's got a coupling of federal money, 411 money, and you may recall that prior to the adoption of 411, the mayor and council had a surplus that they committed. They called it the local road reinvestment program, and the mayor put her $2 million allocation towards Western Hills. So it's a coupling of those dollars. We're also with it adding in a federal grant that was received, and some RTA or some Prop 411 safety funds, because what they will be doing is we'll be adding street lighting to this neighborhood. We'll also be adding addressing sidewalk gaps and improving bus stops. So at 36th Street and Campbell, they'll also be putting in a roundabout for to improve safety at that intersection. So the main line on 36th Street is not included in that, though. So we're recommending that be an alternate project, or an additional project, if you will. Secondary potential projects is, I guess, how I'm labeling it here. But these are projects that we'd like to consider. I've also added 6th Street, and as Ms. Hartman pointed out, that roadway was, I think, done with 409 funds. And those 409, that roadway has deteriorated significantly. The work that was done, the Prop 407 safety work, which included putting in street lighting and sidewalk work. The contractors took the lane, did a lot of storage and work on those roads, and it really beat those roads up. And as a result, the roadway is in poor condition, and we'd like to consider that as a, you know, we're going to be repaving the rest of it from basically Country Club to Wilmot. We'd like to fill in that gap and improve the section that between Campbell and Country Club that has degraded. So that's an alternative program or an addition. I have listed Speedway Boulevard. Speedway Boulevard is, I've got an asterisk next to it. And I put asterisk it because I don't know whether this is going to be RTA eligible. We'll have to have a conversation with the RTA on that. That roadway was one of the early RTA projects that we did. We did it at the time, you know, the hot thing to use was called asphalt rubber. It was basically where they would blend crumb rubber with the asphalt in the plant. And what we found was that the quality control on that was not very good. So that was something that would start stripping, and that's what's happened out there. We're now having a potholing problem out there on a relatively new road. What I'd like to do is consider going back in there and doing a mill and fill on that and securing that. So that's something that is a candidate project that I'd like to recommend. The other two projects on that list that I want to point out are Mountain Avenue, which we're talking about from Speedway to Fort Lowell. That is a key bike corridor. It's also a collector, and it is in very poor condition. So that's a project that we'd like to, in fact, it's under 30. It's, I think, a 28.44 is the OCI on it. And then one of the projects that was in that, you know, below the line list on the collectors was Tucson Boulevard. That one, oddly, rates better than it did when we looked at it the last time. But it's one that, you know, we will need to address. And I'd like to have that as a candidate. And as we do our annual evaluations of where we stand with the program, this is, you know, this list of projects is what I'd like to talk about. This is a fairly large sum of money that we're talking about, and we'll only be able to take it down a little bit over time, a little bit at a time. What I believe we'll be able to do is take the whole amount down over the first 10 years of the RTA. I believe that the RTA is interested in trying to have as much impact on the community as they can. Right now, a lot of their projects that are in RTA Next, you know, frankly, they're going to take a few years to get up and running. You have to go through the design process. There's going to be an accumulation of money that will happen at the RTA over the next couple of years. I'd like to take advantage of that, and I believe the RTA is willing to allow us to accelerate funds. So what I'm going to propose to them is that we start out with the first 5 years with a $70 million tranche of funding, and then try to go through it as quick as I can. Once we've exhausted that, I believe they'll be able to fund the next $70 million or $69.6 million shortly thereafter. Ideally, I mean, if I could get this all completed in 6 or 7 years rather than 10 years, I'd like to try to do that. But that said, we have, you know, a certain capacity that we have internally as well to deliver. So what I'd like to propose is a first-year project or program that consists of the Alvernon Road from basically the Benson Highway, or basically from the Julian Wash down to Valencia. I have that with Irvington from Kolb to Houghton, Kolb from Valencia to I-10, Silverbell from Grant to St. Mary's, and Swan from the Rito River to Speedway. Now, I selected these roads, and I'll show you graphically where they all land. It's distributed across the region. These are key corridors where people come into the community. Not only are they in poor condition, but they make an impact to the public because of the amount of traffic that uses them. They're entry points. Irvington Road is probably my most painful road that I operate because it's in such poor condition, and I can tell you that when it rains, my pothole crews are out there for 3 weeks patching. And we have seen, as I mentioned to you at the last meeting, we've seen an uptick in claims. I checked the city code actually says that we have an obligation to fill potholes within 72 hours of being reported to us, and we are not making that. We're consistently not making that. And it's gotten to the point where that neighborhood, in fact, recognizes that they're regularly filing claims on these, and the clock starts ticking, so that if there's any damage to a vehicle, we're replacing a set of tires. And we're doing that pretty regularly right now on that roadway. It's well known in the neighborhood that these are a problem. The other areas I know you've heard from people petitioning on Swan Road. Swan Road is got a pretty rugged surface. I know you've heard from people at call to the audience here regarding it. It also affects three lanes, and it's a primary route into the city from the Catalina Foothills area and the greater Pima County area there. And then Silver Bell Road, we've improved to the north of of Grant Road. That's in good condition. We're about to start the next phase of Silver Bell Road, going from Goray Road to El Camino del Cerro. I hope to have that out to bid in the next month or so. And I'd like to get this updated as well. We did, if you'll recall, do Silver Bell Road between St. Mary's and Congress already. That was a one-on-one project. So that would address a gap, and it's again another roadway that we get a lot of complaints on. And then the last one I wanted to mention to you was Kolb. Kolb from the Amazon Fulfillment Center down to Interstate 10. It's a key route into the east side of Tucson. Basically, you've got two ways to get into the east side of Tucson from Interstate 10, between Houghton and Colossal Cave Road. Kolb Road is one of them, and Houghton is the other. And we've got a lot of work going on Houghton, and we're about to start that. We'll be starting the Houghton Road project between Irvington and 22nd Street. That should go later this calendar year. Probably late summer we'll put it out to bid. Having Irvington in place so it can distribute traffic to Houghton or to Harrison, Camino Seco, Pantano, and Kolb will be a good thing for us to do as people are dealing with the delays that they'll experience between Irvington and 22nd on Houghton Road. That's the logic that I used in selecting these projects as the initial tranche of projects. And with that, what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask for your consideration of basically approving our recommended list together with the secondary potential projects list, and that we review that list annually. What I'd like to do is bring it back to you in January, and with the idea being that if we can get it approved at the second meeting in the year, then I'll be able to hit the ground running with the new fiscal year and begin doing work during the summer. Ideally, if we can get these really fast-moving repaving projects done while school's out and people are vacationing, that's a good time of year for us to do it. And so I'd like to try to do that if we can. I'd also like to seek your your approval for the fiscal year 27 arterial and collector road rehabilitation program that I outlined.
Does anyone have any questions or anything? Please.
Yeah. So looking at the timeline,
yeah.
It's looking like it's going to take at least 5 years, maybe more. Is inflation built into the contingency?
Inflation is not built into the contingency, but inflation is considered by the RTA as they adjust the amounts of money that are available for various programs. So if there's an expansion in the revenue that's based on revenue growth tied to inflation or GDP growth, then we would be able to take advantage of increases there. I would mention that surprisingly, we have seen reasonable prices on projects that are bidding currently, or are underway currently. I will tell you that I feel very bullish about this list of projects. I'll tell you why. This project here, Irvington, Kolb to Valencia, or Kolb to Houghton rather, that project we've listed at $5.7 million. I have a proposal from Southern Arizona Paving to do that for $4.05 million. So we're about 30% under that estimate there. I was conservative when I picked the cost per square yard, and what we will be doing is we'll be milling out 4 inches of asphalt for the whole or milling out what's there and putting in 4 inches of asphalt. We probably have less than that in much of that roadway. So we will be building a substantial road on Irvington.
I think follow-up is, we can see the estimated cost for these projects. Do we have the estimates for all the other ones?
The alternates?
For all the other ones on this map.
I have it on, actually, I will show you that right there. These are the ones that are on the map. And that's where I came up with my $103.5 million. And then the additional projects amount to $19.7 million. So, if we saved $9 million over my very conservative estimate, we'd be able to do all of these. I'm confident we'll be able to deliver these projects. And the faster I move on it, the better the pricing.
Where I'm getting with that is I know that my member of the city council would want me to ask if we can add another Ward 2 project to the proposed list. I know we're at $25 million right now. Mm-hmm. I want to check, what's the procedure if we want to do that? Would that just be part of the motion?
We would have to all agree to amend or change the motion to include that street as well.
Yeah, you know what you could do if you wish is you could direct us to come back at a subsequent meeting with cost estimates for consideration on that, and I think that would be a very reasonable approach. That way we can tell you how much the additional amount would be. I know having spoken with Council Member Cunningham, I know he has a number of areas that he's interested in. I think he'd like to see us go further to the east with both Speedway and Broadway.
Yeah, I think I was more looking at, for example, adding like Camino Seco that's already on the list, seeing if we can include that in year one.
Okay.
And I'm just using that as an example.
I could probably do it. I don't have the... if the commission would like to add that, I wouldn't object to it. I just need to make sure I can get the RTA to give me that much money. But to give you an idea, that Camino Seco project that you're referring to, Camino Seco, I've got it listed as $4.7 million. So, if I'm already saving $1.7 million on one project, I might be able to get it done even within the dollar amount that we're talking about.
So I'm leaning toward I'd like to make a motion to for this commission to approve the project list for year one. Let me just check. Are we approving all of these projects at once, or just for year one, year two, and so on?
What I'm recommending is that you approve the list.
Oh, okay.
And the list is something that we will be able to, in subsequent years, come back and amend. So we can, but you know, my guess is, these roads aren't going to heal themselves, so they're only going to get worse. But there may be other projects that emerge over in the future, and I want to leave the flexibility to add in additional projects. So if something falls apart real fast and we need to attend to it, and that's the will of the IOAC, I want to be able to do that, and I want to be responsive. And I heard that loud and clear at the last meeting, was that we need to be fleet of foot. You know, things change, and if, you know, there's nothing that says that we might not see additional sources of revenue come in for some of these named projects. I can tell you right now, on the Wilmot Road project, which is listed at $4.7 million, I'm working with Davis Monthan on that to see if I can get a project developed there using base readiness funds, because that serves the new Wilmot gate into Davis Monthan. So there will be movement, and I'll keep you apprised of that as it becomes more certain. But this would be a starting point, and I know the public is hungry to know which roads are going to be addressed.
Okay. And before making a motion completely, I didn't want to check if it was the whole list or just the list for year one. So it's the whole list.
The list that you see there, plus the list that you see here, which I know Wrightstown Road is a priority, and I agree with that. I mean, it's clearly shows up as a with the OCI, and it fell off the arterial list, and based on that OCI, it would have been in one of our initial projects that we would have done on the collectors. So I feel comfortable in recommending that.
I have a question about Park Avenue.
Yes.
Four, five. So, mm-hmm. You know, it goes from Marketplace, and you know Costco, a big traffic collector, to the airport. And so, I was just curious about your analysis on that.
Well, I can tell you that right now, to the north of that, we're in the midst of a project. And so what this would do is it would continue that corridor. So you've got the water line underway right now, and as part of 101, Prop 101, which is the, you didn't have the opportunity to be a part of until, because it was something that we were largely done with the deliberations on before you joined the commission. But this would be a continuation of that project. I don't have the OCI on that per se. Is that something that, Peter, you can let me know what that might have been?
OCI for Park.
Park Avenue, the section between Tucson Marketplace and Valencia.
I-10
to
Valencia is
36. 36, okay. So it's...
I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
I know that the idea, you know, the speed is of the essence right now, that we're trying to get these projects started. I also know that there are a lot of safety funds for future Hawk Lights, and there's all kinds of safety improvements the Complete Streets Coordinating Council is going to be hopefully involved with.
Right.
And I'm just curious how, like, say we get this first tranche out right away and we've got them paving. Is there going to be time to forecast and sort of like put conduit under the street for the future Hawk Lights, or will we have to tear that pavement up when the safety projects come up?
Yeah, good question. Conduit's cheap, so I say that tongue in cheek, but it's inexpensive protection. What I will do is I'll reach out to my colleagues in planning and identify whether or not they have projects that are perking on these things. You know, if they don't have a currently identified project, I probably won't. We'll put something in. But if they've identified a project that's coming, it's in the pipeline, I'll absolutely work with them to try to incorporate any kind of infrastructure that will avoid both cutting pavement and saving costs.
Yeah, I'm thinking in terms of like Hawk lights or sidewalks or even just restriping plans, because I know that your human resources are probably your bottleneck for getting these plans done and all that, when the paving could just get done today. You know,
I can tell you definitively that our planning folks are anxiously looking forward to restriping everything that I put out. We have made provision for that in the language that the RTA has, allows us to restripe, and I can tell you that I've already in conversations about how we would restripe Irvington Road, and we'll be doing definitely be working with them on the striping plans. It's common for me to work with them on restriping the roadways. I know we've done it with Park. I know we did it with, in fact, all of the east side projects over near Rolling Hills. All of that, you know, they put in a lot of additional striping and devices. That was all done in collaboration with us, and it was done after we had ordered the bid.
So will there be a formal role for the Complete Streets Coordinating Council to look at opportunities for safety improvements on these corridors, these major repaving projects, other than just striping?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure.
I hadn't considered that. I think it's something that we, you know, really have a duty to do. Is although I haven't, I mean, the sooner we get them a list, the earlier that they'll be able to start contemplating. So I'm totally open to that.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I had.
I will make the motion that we approve the list of projects with the understanding that the list of projects will be active and amended in the future if projects come in that develop that need immediate attention, and that that project list be adopted as proposed here tonight. And it can be amended in the future based upon needs. And I think that would make that as one motion.
Do we?
I'll take another motion. I'll make another motion to.
Do we have a second on that motion? Bruce? All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, do we need to
Yeah, let's
call,
do the vote,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so for the first one, Bruce Burke.
Yes.
Colin?
Yes.
No, Cynthia. Dale?
Yes.
Ian?
Yes.
Jenilyn?
Yes.
And Paul?
Yes.
Great. So then the next item is, do you want to make a motion for the second package with or without Colin's amendment?
I'm going to make a motion without it, and then I will let Colin propose an amendment to add what. Because we talked about a long list, and you can then say what you want to add. So I'll make a motion to approve the five projects and the proposed list for the 2027 fiscal year.
I think I'll have to ask for a second.
And do you want to have a second somewhere?
Also.
I'll second.
Okay.
Discussion.
Yeah, I'd like to amend to include the Wrightstown Harrison section between Pantano and Speedway. That list.
Do Do I have a second on the amendment? Is that how it works? I have to ask for a second on the amendment, I think.
He's proposing to amend the list.
Right, so I ask for a second to see if anyone else is on board with this amendment.
And say which section again?
Wrightstown Harrison from Pantano to Speedway.
Yeah, okay, I will second that.
Okay. Do we have any discussion on that?
So I do. Just to understand, adding this project, Jim, fits in your comfort level, so to speak. I think this would be not a challenge to what we're attempting to do here.
I can do it.
Does it deprioritize any other neighborhoods or any other served areas?
No, at this point in time, it's additive.
For the record, I've got about five of the things in this package that I would also like to see done in the first year, but I don't feel like that's an appropriate strategy myself.
For the record, I'll say, having been a resident of the east side of Tucson since 1963, that roadway has had very little done to it, and I feel very strongly that way, as I do all of the five projects. All of those projects, we talk about Cole or Irvington, it's as bad or worse than it's been described. So that, I guess we have to vote on the amendment.
Yeah, so do we have a vote on the amendment? I guess roll call.
One more time, what was the, it was Wrightstown?
Wrightstown from Pantano to Harrison.
Pantano to Speedway.
Wrightstown, Harrison.
Yeah.
Okay, Bruce.
I'm a reluctant yes. I just want to say it this way, that I don't want this to be a stampede to none of things. Given what I heard from Jim, that's fine.
Colin?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Ian?
No.
Gentlemen?
Quick question. Would it be on the list to reevaluate later, like everything else?
I think this is for the first year, fiscal year projects.
All right.
No. Paul?
Oh boy. I'm going yes because I have several people that I know live out there and been bitching about.
Alright, that motion passes.
And I know it's not more than six, but.
Well, I think those were the only two motions that our meeting was really for tonight, so.
Right. So
yes. Oh, I don't know.
I'll call the question on the amended motion. So what has happened is that roadway has been added to the list, correct?
5-6.
Now we're passing.
So did we just now vote on the amendment itself.
The amended motion, and it supersedes, presumably, the first.
So it's amended.
So now there's a new motion with the amendment.
You got it.
Right?
Right?
Yes. Bingo.
I got it.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going to have to vote on the whole list.
That's correct.
So.
On just the first year list, though, right?
The first year list as amended by Colin.
On the 11. Okay, let's do this again. Bruce.
Yes.
Colin.
Yes.
Dale.
Yes.
Ian.
Yes.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. All right, now I feel like our work is done.
Mine's beginning.
So is there anything else there's nothing else on the agenda, so I would just say we're meeting. our meeting is over. So,
can I request a agenda item on the next meeting?
I can forward it to the to add.
Should I do that now or should I?
If you want to go ahead and, because I'm the one that's going to have to address it. So.
Okay. I would like to address the continuation of the Collector Street program beyond fiscal year 2027. It doesn't have to be called that name, but I would like to see either the $15 million or whatever number makes sense for DTM. I just like that program to continue. And we might consider changing the scope of it or other matters, including neighborhoods or including materials. But I would like to have the council continue to fund that going forward. But again, discussion for next time.
Okay, we can talk about it. There's a lot to it. So.
Yes.
All right, well. If there's nothing else, this meeting is now adjourned.
Do we want to schedule our June meeting?
Let's see. What have we been doing, like the third Monday?
Yeah, third or fourth.
Third or
fourth,
yeah.
The 22nd? Mm-hmm. June 22nd, 5:30? Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any opposed?
Looks like I'm clear. We're going to South Bend for a memorial service for my father and mother-in-law.
Hmm.
But it said the 23rd, so 22nd's okay.
All right, then. So our next meeting will be June 22nd, 5:30, probably in this room, pending
availability
and all that.
Yeah, we'll send out the notice about a month before because they won't let us book the room until we're a month out.
Okay.
So we have to see if it's available first and then go from there.
Great.
Well, thank you, everybody.